support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Come along and join me for a conversation with Joe Beck. He's director of marketing for the Bluff View Art District. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for having me.
What a wonderful place. I've been here before. I think the last time was maybe 4 years ago. But when I recall my memories of Chattanooga and what I most fondly recall and like, one of the very first things that comes to mind is the entire Bluff View District. Just geologically, its setting and its location is like a movie set.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're perched up here on top of the limestone cliffs overlooking the Tennessee River. Great views looking down the valley. You know, we've got beautiful scenery up here. We have a little sanctuary that's secluded from the rest of downtown, but not too far. We're close to a lot of other amenities. And, you know, springtime, summertime, even the winter or fall, it's always something nice to see.
And this is a very historic.
Absolutely, yeah. This area used to be known as just Bluff View before it became an art district. A lot of the lawyers, the business people, the bankers, the big industry titans of Chattanooga settled here, and they picked a perfect spot. And a lot of the names of our rooms that we have in the inn are named after those folks. And then, you know, just more recently, in the early 90s, the family that owns the property, they developed this area with the resurgence of downtown Chattanooga, and, you know, it's where we are here today in 2021.
So the first iteration here, well, probably 1890s, started with the new mansions and the place to live in Chattanooga.
Yeah, that was the place to be. They called them the Cliff Dwellers. That they were up here having a good old time. They would hang out around the Hunter Museum of Art, and you know all the big families, the McClellans, the Thompsons. This was the place to be. It still is. We love having folks here for breakfast at Rembrandt's. They can have lunch at Tony's, walk around the district, enjoy the sculpture garden, and then you know just enjoy a beautiful sunset overlooking the Tennessee River.
Yeah, and you're literally on a bluff top with a dramatic view of the river.
Yeah, beautiful panoramic views of the aptly named Bluff View Art District.
And you got the classic bridges. There's that one that's now pedestrian only and bicycles.
Right? Yeah, the Walnut Street Walking Bridge. It's the longest bridge in Tennessee over a body of water. You know, it's not too far of a walk from here. So we get folks who walk from the north side of the river. They'll come on over that bridge, grab a cup of coffee from Rembrandt's, and then just enjoy their afternoon here on the bluff.
So unlike in Little Rock, Arkansas, you have North Little Rock, but there it's a separate town, separate city council. But here it's all part of the same town of Chattanooga, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have North Shore, we have South Side, you know, we've got different areas, but we're all part of the same family here in Chattanooga.
One of the things I recall is that Chattanooga is a trendsetter nationwide for bicycle people.
Yeah, here in the district, we've got some of the bicycles that you can rent, and they're scattered throughout Chattanooga. You know, additionally, you know, the Tennessee Riverwalk runs right through here in the district, where whether you're a bicyclist or an avid runner, you know, you can stroll through here, stop by, get some lunch or breakfast. Yeah, very active lifestyle. People like to retire here. People that, you know, the 55-plus community that, you know, they're not ready to settle down. They're just ready for a new adventure somewhere else, and I think Chattanooga is that scenic city that they're looking out for.
It is a neighborhood in a sense. It's like a little micro town.
Yeah.
Right behind us is a coffee house with pillar chocolates and treat. Tell us about that for a moment.
Yeah, at Rembrandt's Coffee House, we've got a lot of unique artisanal treats ranging from chocolate truffles to fresh-baked butter croissants in the morning. There's nothing better than that. And then got delicious cheesecakes that our pastry team makes, wedding cakes that we'll do for folks here that have their wedding on the bluff, just a wide range of different pastries, chocolates, fresh breads. There's just there's a lot to choose from.
So you have a dedicated local clientele following. You'll see them here every morning.
Oh, yeah. We've got some folks that if they're not here, we wonder what's wrong. We'll give them a call and say,
are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? You're normally here Thursday every morning for two chocolate danishes. You know, we missed you. Please come back. Yeah.
You know, and you just hit on another Chattanooga thing in my mind. as big as it is, it has a true small town feeling.
Yeah, Chattanooga is the biggest city I've ever lived in. I'm just a kind of a country boy from Southern Virginia, but, you know, it's just the perfect size. I think it's been voted the best mid-sized city in the country several different times. Additionally, you're not too far from other bigger cities like Atlanta, Nashville, Knoxville, Birmingham, Alabama. It's a perfect place in the South.
And then in the modern iteration of Bluffview, as I understand, it was a local oncologist that had everything to do with the Renaissance.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Dr. Charles Portera and his wife, Mary Portera, they led the resurgence of the Bluffview Art District and, you know, purchased all the different buildings, and it started with an art gallery.
So then he was approaching retirement, as I understand the story, and was looking for a second incarnation.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, most people, when they've been a doctor for 30-some-odd years, they decide to hang it up, but he decided to start a new journey, and we're all thankful that he did. You know, from the bed and breakfast that we have, to the bakery, the award-winning Italian restaurant that we have here, Tony's Pasta Shop. There's so many things that Dr. Portera has got his own personal touch in, including his urban vegetable garden.
I was going to say, he's kind of an agronomist, too.
Yeah. It's incredible, like, how many different things that he's got his hands in. His touch is literally everywhere here in the district. And when you know him and you know his work ethic and you know the time and the dedication that he's put into it, it really shows when people come here to visit.
And is he the one that nurtures the bonsai trees?
Oh, he does that as well. Yeah. Yeah, every little touch. Yeah.
And we were in that alley and he takes those trees and shapes them. What's that called again?
Espalier.
Yeah.
Where you're training the trees to grow a certain way. You know, they could just go straight up, but no, not Dr. P. He's going to make it an artistic vision. It will take some time to come to fruition, and, you know, people, you know, they don't see it until the very end product is there, and that's really a lot of the products that we make here in the district, whether it's the food, the sculptures, all around. It takes time, dedication, and great attention to detail.
And you have inns and B&Bs where you can stay right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the little baby neighborhood.
Yeah, you can. This is like an all-inclusive destination. You can stay here at one of the 17 rooms, three different homes that we have here in the Bluffview Art District.
And like you said, the homes, the bedrooms and whatnot are stocked with authentic historic artifacts from the original people that lived in the room.
Yeah, that's right. You feel like you're kind of thrown back in time, and, you know, and every room is unique. And our housekeeping staff and our innkeepers, they do a great job of maintaining the rooms for our guests. And yeah, it's a one of a kind experience.
And then you have an incredible art museum right across the street that's a wonder.
Yeah, the Hunter Museum of Art. It's just a short walk away, and we work closely together with them. We have guests who stay here at the inn, and they came here to see the Hunter, and we're happy to have them here. And yeah, we seasonally have events together, and a definitely historic part of Chattanooga.
And then directly across the street from where we're sitting is an art park right on the cliff edge.
Yeah.
Tell who did that and tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Porteras, they took that area that, you know, was kind of a city, kind of a dumping ground where a lot of folks were, you know, sort of just placing things they didn't want there. But they said, no, this is a beautiful spot of Chattanooga, great view, you know, eastward looking view over the river. And now they've got local, national, and international art sculptures there.
And people are drawn here just for that.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. It's in the Smithsonian Institute for Art. Records. It's won a lot of different awards here, the sculpture garden, and Dr. Portera, again, he's there every morning cleaning the grounds with his maintenance crew, making sure everything is in tip-top shape.
That's really cool. And let's talk about food for a moment. Right behind your shoulder is a place called Tony's.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, Tony's Pasta Shop, named after the man himself, Dr. Portera, Anthony.
So that's another one of his vision.
Yeah. And so we've got our...
this is called a Renaissance man.
Yeah. So Tony's Pasta Shop, it's a, you know, award-winning best Italian here in Chattanooga for many years in a row. Fresh-baked bread from the bakery, the hand-cut pasta that we make there at the bakery. It started out as a small delicatessen, maybe a couple of tables, but it got popular pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And they had to expand it to keep up with demand. And, you know, we're looking right now, and, you know, there's probably a little bit of a wait, but, you know, people don't mind waiting for good food. Yeah. So they know they're going to have a good time there.
And I know over your other shoulder, there is another restaurant. Is that one open now?
So currently, Back End Cafe is closed due to COVID. Before COVID, it was our fine dining establishment. We had a lot of private events, birthdays, corporate dinners, but it's currently closed due to COVID, but we're looking forward to, once we are able to get that behind us, to reopening.
I bet they're biting at the bit.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They can't stand. Just want to thank you for having me on, and it was a pleasure getting to show you around. And, you know, this is our little sanctuary on the hill here in Chattanooga, and don't miss it. If you come by, you gotta come by for breakfast in the morning, or Tony's lunch, or just taking a stroll around the district. It's the most scenic location here in the city.
You know, the one thing we did not touch on are the art galleries. That's incredible.
Yeah, River Gallery, again, is a must-see. Anytime we show folks, they said, I had no idea. All this art was in here, and there's so many rooms, all available for purchase. You can just get lost just looking at all the different artists that we have there. Again, local, national, and international, all on the wall, and we've got a great staff that can show you everything in great detail.
To learn more about your world of Bluffview Art District, do you have a go-to website?
Yeah, go to BluffviewArtDistrict.com. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook. You know, Google us up and see what you find. Shoot us a message and come stay a night at the inn and enjoy some of the things we have here.
Joe Beck, thanks for spending the time with me. This is great.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer. We've been visiting with Joe Beck, Director of Marketing at the Bluffview Art District in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.